Bhagavad Lila, Dasma Skanda, Chapter 26, Wonderful Krishna. In this chapter, Nanda Maharaj describes Krishna's opulences as he had previously heard them from Garga Muni. Nanda Baba did this, recounted Garga Muni's previous statements, in order to remove the doubts of the coward men about Krishna's powers, which he astounded them with by holding Govardhan Hill for 7 days. Because all the Brajbasis were immersed in tasting the sweetness of Krishna while he lifted Govardhan Hill, the opportunity at that time to think about Krishna's astonishing power did not rise in front of all that Madhurya, sweet, intimate, confidential nectar they were relishing and directly associating and seeing and being with Krishna for 7 solid days. Afterwards, however, when all the Brijbasis returned to their homes, they all began to have a doubt. Thus they thought, now we have directly seen child Krishna lift Govardhan Hill, a massive mountain. And we remember how Krishna killed Putana and other demons, extinguished the forest fire, and so on. At that time, we thought that these extraordinary acts occurred because of a benediction from the Brahmanas, or because of Nanda Maharaj's great fortune, or that perhaps this boy, Nandalal, had achieved the mercy of Lord Narayan and was thus empowered by Narayan. But all these presumptions are false, because an ordinary 7-year-old boy could never hold up the king of mountains, Giriraj, for 7 whole days. Krishna is not a human being. He must be the Supreme Lord himself. But on the other hand, child Krishna loves it when we coddle him, and he becomes morose when we, his father, mother, aunts, uncles, and well-wishers, simply worldly coward men, do not give him attention. Nanda Nandan appears to become hungry and thirsty. He steals yogurt and milk. Sometimes he plays tricks, blatantly tells lies, and chatters childishly and tends the cows. If Krishna is actually the Supreme Lord, why would he do these things? Don't they indicate that Yashoda Dulal is an ordinary human child? We are totally unable to establish the truth of Krishna's identity. Therefore, let us go and inquire from the highly intelligent king of Braj, Nanda Maharaj, and he shall free us from our doubts. Thinking thus, the coward men entered Nanda Maharaj's great assembly hall and questioned him as described in the following verse. The coward men said, since this boy has performed such astonishing activities, he cannot be an ordinary boy, but he must be God. But if that is so, how could he be born in a coward family and become the object of criticism? Even the minor avatars are not born in such low family as ours. What to speak of the outstanding avatars? At this time, Krishna was not present because he had gone to the forest for the day. The full expression of the feelings of the Brijbasis could take place only in Krishna's absence. Nanda Baba, if this child is not the Supreme Lord, how could he perform such astonishing feats? How did a 7-year-old boy hold Govardhan in one hand for 7 days? How could a mere infant with half-closed eyes so easily kill a very powerful demoness like Putana? Half-closed eyes indicates that Krishna did this unseen by others. Just as unnoticed, the irresistible power of time takes away one's life. Nanda, how could Krishna, when he was only 3 months old, kick up his feet as he lay beneath a huge cart and strike it with such force that it turned over and collapsed and killed the Shakatasura demon? How could your Krishna at the age of 1 kill the demon Trinavarta after being whisked into the sky? How could Krishna, who was tied up for stealing butter, crawl away and knock down a pair of Arjuna trees? How could Krishna hold the beaks of Baka and bifurcate them? How could your little boy, humble as he is, and let's say, how could this little boy humble the most poisonous king of snakes so that he left the lake in the Yamuna? The wonderful activities of child Krishna were given as evidence to prove that Krishna is God. The cowherd men spoke the following verse to show how they were all united in their devotional feelings towards Krishna. O Nanda Baba, though Krishna is your child, not ours, our loving affection, anurag, toward Krishna is very strong. We have parental affection for Krishna. The boys have brotherly love for him. And all the male and female birds and forest animals have strong affection for Krishna too. In all cases, that affection is increasing in newer ways at every moment. Our attraction is natural, and we cannot give it up. Even though we now see that Krishna has the qualities of God. One has more affection for one's own body than wealth and children, and more affection for one's soul than one's body, and more affection for the Paramatma than one's own soul. Thus Krishna must be the Paramatma, otherwise such affection that we feel could not be possible if Krishna were a mere human being. Nanda Baba replied, but if you coward men conclude that Krishna is the Paramatma, then how is it possible for Paramatma to have such natural attraction toward the Brijvasis and the animals of the forest? Being the self-satisfied Paramatma, Krishna should be indifferent to everything. How could he feel such constant love for us who are absorbed in material life? The coward men reply, on the one hand, your boy Krishna is only 7 years old. On the other hand, we see that he lifted the huge Govardhan hill. O King of Braj, a doubt about your son arises within our mind. They've already mentioned this lifting of Govardhan hill, and the coward men describe it again because they're so much astonished by that feat that they witnessed. Nanda Maharaj replied, I will relieve all your doubts, my friends, by reciting what I heard from Garga Muni just after Krishna was born during his name-giving ceremony. Due to my past pious activities, Lord Narayan has entered my son to mercifully deliver me from danger. At that name-giving ceremony, Garga Muni said, Tasma Nanda Kumaro Yam Narayana Samo Gune Shriya Krityana Bhavena Tat Karmasu Navismaya. Garga Muni spoke to me at that time. He said, O Nanda Maharaj, this child of yours is as good as Narayan. In his transcendental activities, opulence, name, fame, and influence, your child Krishna is exactly like Narayan. Thus, you should not be astonished by his activities. Nanda Maharaj wished to remove the coward men's present realization of Krishna's godhood, Aishwarya Gyan, and increase their understanding of Krishna as their son, brother, and friend. Therefore, in repeating Garga's words, Nanda Maharaj does not say your son, but this boy, Kumara Ayam, so that the Brijbasis would feel that Krishna was not only his son, but theirs as well. So the Brijbasis had seen Krishna's phenomenal powers. They should not give up their affection and should continue to give blessings to Krishna daily. When Garga Muni said Narayana Samaha, which means as good as Narayan, this means that Lord Narayan's power had entered Krishna, not that Krishna was Narayan. It's just like the Suryakant stone, which is called thus because of some likeness to the sun. The child was not God, nor was Krishna an ordinary human man, but he was someone who could perform extraordinary deeds. Nanda continued, this great personality, Krishna, has come as the ornament of our family lineage. Thus, at the conclusion of his statement, Garga said, quote, you should not be bewildered by your son's activities. Because of Krishna's wonderful activities, you should not think of him as God. You should make him the object of your compassion by blessing him to live a long life. You should not be indifferent to him. Garga Muni at that time told me, protect your son well. Thus, by removing the bewilderment of the coward men, Nanda Baba removed their doubts. Listen, men, I consider Krishna, who removes our suffering, to be invested with Lord Narayan's power, Narayanasya Amsam. Having heard Nanda Maharaj relate the statements of Gargacharya, the residents of Vrindavan became enlivened, and their perplexity was gone, and they worshipped Nanda and Krishna with great respect. The Brijbasis honored Nanda and Krishna with love offerings of gold coins, cloth, and jewels. Krishna was playing in the forest when this conversation took place. So when he returned home, the Brijbasis encouraged him by decorating Krishna with beautiful yellow clothes, necklaces, armlets, earrings, and crowns, and by shouting, all glories to the jewel of Brijamuni. May you live a long life. O King Parikshit, said Sukadev, may that Krishna who lifted Govardhan and protected the Brijbasis from the disturbances caused by hunger, hail and rain arising from Indra's wrath, and who expertly initiated the worship of Govardhan to cut down the demigod's pride, be pleased with us. In the same way, may Krishna, who protects you from the lightning bolt curse of Sringi's anger, with the essence of the Vedas in the form of the Bhagavata, who is expert at starting the sacrifice of listening to the Bhagavatam, who destroyed the pride of the Brahmanas devoid of bhakti, be pleased with us. Shukadeva goes on, becoming extremely angry over stopping his sacrifice, Indra caused torrential rain to inundate Vrindavan. Seeing that the animals, men and women, who had taken shelter him alone, were severely afflicted with the rain, hail, lightning, and wind, Krishna smiled slightly and effortlessly, held Govardhan Hill aloft, like a child lifting a mushroom to protect the land of Vrindavan. May Indra Gavam, may the Lord of the cows, who destroyed Indra's false pride, be pleased with you, me, and all the assembled listeners.